Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal, let it wash all the bugs off my windshield, 'cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to, so I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by, so put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly, and
yes, it is a good day in the Lord. Hello, everyone. This is Sister Shelley, and this is Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Thank you so much for joining. Our purpose is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. My ministry assignment is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and get started with our opening prayer. Dear Father, we are told it's the most wonderful time of the year. But Father, as you know, many of my listeners, this is not their song and this is not their story. Their hearts to receive the word you have for them, meet them right where they're at and do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or imagine according to the power that worketh in us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. My strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name we pray and all say, amen. Hallelujah. So we keep hearing that same thing everywhere we go. It's the most wonderful time of the year. And it's not so for everyone. Some of us were being told we might lose our job by the end of the year, just in a couple of weeks. Some of us are getting divorce papers. Some of us are behind on our bills already, and Christmas is around the corner. Do we pay our bills or do we buy gifts? Praise the Lord. And for some of us, we might have been given a diagnosis. For some of us, Christmas is hurting. Well, I believe my assignment today is to address when Christmas hurts. And that's the title of my message today. Hallelujah. So let's go into our past and address how things were handled before Christ came. So before Jesus came, our sins had to be presented by priests through the shedding of animal blood. So the priest would go into the Holy of Holies, but God came up with a way for our sins to be forgiven, forgotten, and never brought up again. And this message was shared by the prophet Isaiah. In the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, we read chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which is interpreted God with us. We read in Isaiah 9 and 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. So for centuries, the stories of the prophet Isaiah, God with us, is coming. He'll come from a virgin birth, and his name will be called God with us, is etched in the hearts and minds of each family, and they shared these stories for generations. They didn't have books to read. They only told their stories through storytelling and singing of songs. And I believe this is the main reason many heard at Christmas, is because they didn't have anyone who shared with them the story of Jesus coming. They were raised with pagan or secular traditions, and their focus was on or is on buying gifts and seeing Santa Claus and not on seeing Jesus, giving presents and not being in his presence. Glory to God. Whenever we see or think of Christmas, we should think Christ with us. Say that with me. Christ with us. Glory to God. Whenever we're in a situation, we need to be thinking that way. But for many of us, Christmas is painful. And it can be a painful experience, maybe because of something that happened, just the stress of it, of buying things. But it does not have to be that way. I know for me, and I'm going to share a little testimony or situation. For years, the closer I got to God, it seemed the further away my sister and I were. And it was very difficult. We'd come together at Christmas time and we really wouldn't have anything to talk about. We were cordial and, you know, hey, how are you doing? How's the job going? That type of thing. But we really didn't talk. We didn't really have anything to say to each other. And one year, the Lord just put it on my heart to have a Christmas brunch and just invite her and her kids to my house. And I'm telling you, it just opened up the door to our relationship with food and fellowship. And it was just for us. And it was just amazing. Glory to God. So let's go to the New Testament and see how we're to handle when Christmas hurts. We're going to go to the book of Luke. I'm going to be reading, starting in the first chapter, and I'm going to start at verse 28, and we're talking about Mary. I'm going to read down to verse 39, so I'm going to be reading for a few moments here. And unto Mary, and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus, or Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Meaning she was a virgin. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the 6th month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Now let's say that again, because every time I hear that, that just puts something in my spirit. For with God nothing shall be impossible. One more time. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Glory to God. Verse 38, and Mary said, behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hillside hastily to go visit Elizabeth, her cousin, who was barren. So now we're going to recap. Mary learns she's chosen to bring God into the world via the Holy Ghost. She also learns her cousin, who's old, is in her 6th month of pregnancy, even though she was supposed to be barren, someone who could not have children. And she quickly goes to visit her cousin. Now, why does she quickly go visit her cousin? Because both of them received impossible news. Mary received impossible news because of the years of hearing how Jesus would come. She understood that she met the criteria. She was a virgin. What about you? Do you meet the criteria to receive Jesus? The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. You are whosoever. So yes, you meet the criteria to have God with us in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Mary is in an impossible situation, but the Bible didn't say she boo-hooed and she got scared. She said, be it unto me. She spoke the word over that situation and let it go. She just put faith into that situation and kept on going. And then she went and visited her cousin. And I'm going to close with this. Mary shows us when Christmas hurts, go help someone else who may be hurting. You may be in that dark place where you just feel alone, where you don't have any money, you've lost a job, or maybe you never got married. I don't know what the situation is, but your life is not over. You still have a plan and a purpose, and God is with you, and you need to focus on him and not your situation. When Christmas hurts, go help someone else. Now, I'm going to go back to my situation about with my sister. Years later, 2013, 2014, I lost my job. I'm unemployed, but I still want to have the Christmas brunch. But my phone gets cut off on Christmas Day. Well, guess who paid for it? My sister and her husband. Glory to God. I was hurting, and my sister came through for me. Glory to God. That ends my message. Street Love Action message for you this week is to go help someone who's hurting through prayer, giving a call. Just get up and go do it. Amen. Now, if you would like to receive Jesus today, repeat after me right now. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I believe he died, was buried, and rose again and is now in heaven. And now I am saved. Hallelujah. I believe you received Jesus today and that many are saved. Glory to God. Now let's close out in prayer. Father, we believe that many were healed today of hurts that they are experiencing this Christmas season because you sent God with us to be their mediator. We're so grateful and thank persons and that this Christmas be their best Christmas yet as they seek you first in all they do. Bless them today and always in Jesus' name. Remember, you can reach me at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. And remember, street love begins with you. I love you. Have a blessed day.